New York's plan to attract new business and jobs to the state by offering them tax-free space at public colleges is underway. Officials yesterday outlined for the first time specifics about how the program will work. We get more from the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney.
Executive Vice President of Startup New York, Leslie Watley, tried to lay out the plan as simply as possible.
There's no fine print. There's no trips and traps, caveats. There's no taxes.
The plan was first announced by Governor Cuomo earlier this year as tax-free zones. The idea is to let companies start on or locate to property owned by the state, mostly SUNY campuses, and not have to pay state or local taxes for 10 years. That's as long as they create jobs. Watley says they would love to see a gold rush of schools registering space and companies applying to the program.
I think there's a little friendly competition going on amongst some of the schools to get into the program quickly.
The application process will start in January. The Startup New York plan has drawn criticism from conservatives and business leaders. They say the program doesn't address the problem of too high taxes for existing companies. State officials argue the new jobs are worth the sacrifice of taxes. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.